It's the mother of all lawsuits, and it began 700 years ago with the Knights Templar. The Templars were a secret order of warrior monks. Their job was to protect Christian pilgrims and crusaders who were making their way to the Holy Land. Well, the Knights also made a fortune, but they fell out of favor. Their order was dissolved, and their wealth was appropriated by the Church and Europe's kings. Now members of a group in Spain claim that they're the descendants of the Templars, and they're suing Pope Benedict XVI for loss of property and honor. The World's Jerry Haddon tells us more from Barcelona.
At their pinnacle, the Knights Templar possessed property, wealth, and power. But in 1307, the Templars went from riches to rags when King Philip IV of France accused them of heresy. Soon after, Pope Clement V disbanded the order. But last year, the Vatican released historical documents suggesting Clement actually absolved the Templars of heresy. Historians say he may have disbanded the order simply to avoid a major conflict with King Philip. Now, the Spain-based Association of the Sovereign Order of the Temple of Christ says it wants to restore the good name of the Knights Templar. Never mind the seized assets that would be worth more than $100 billion today. In a statement released this month, the Sovereign Order said Pope Benedict must step up and make amends in a Madrid courtroom. Analysts say that's unlikely. First of all, says reporter and Vatican expert Robert Mickens, the Pope is well protected behind his Vatican walls.
The Pope has never had to face any kind of legal charges or even have to appear in court or anything like that because of international agreements that the Holy See has with most countries.
So much for calling Benedict to the stand. Second problem, no one really knows what happened to the Knights Templar after Pope Clement disbanded them. One theory is that they went underground and have remained a secret and powerful behind-the-scenes player up until today. That's been the fodder for all kinds of suspense novels and conspiracy movies.
Witness the biggest cover-up in human history.
Such as the Da Vinci Code. So, not surprisingly, since it filed the lawsuit, the Association of the Sovereign Order of the Temple has come under attack by other groups who say they're the rightful heirs of the Templars. Miguel de Lorenzo is Grand Prior of the Order of Templars of the Kingdom of Spain. He says his group is the true descendant, though he doesn't expect the Vatican to restore the Knights' honor, let alone return their assets.
But from there, to think that the Vatican would return to us the hundreds of billions of dollars that the Templar treasure would be worth today is unrealistic. They are not going to return lands, castles, or jewels, not a penny of what they took from us.
A Vatican spokesman declined an interview for this story. He sent an email saying this is a historical issue, not a legal one. One Spanish newspaper said it best belonged in the hands of a psychiatrist, not a judge. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.